1251.
Pay claim of Sophia Holmes in the sum of $10,000 involving the Police Bureau.
Hello, and I'm Becky Chow again from Risk Management. This is another lawsuit settlement. We're recommending that we pay $10,000 to Sophia Holmes. Her car was stopped by spike strips mistakenly. Her car was identified wrong by a license plate that was a couple digits off. Was a same make and model of a car that was on the hot sheet of stolen cars. So this was on East Powell near 162nd, and the officer who thought that he saw a stolen car, this was 3:30 in the morning, radioed ahead, knowing that the boundary line with Gresham was at 181st, and said maybe someone should get ready there with spike strips. Unfortunately, a Portland police officer sort of at 168th decided to put the spike strips down before the original officer could come up behind the car and pull it over and see that the license plate was wrong. So once the car was pulled over, it was a fairly gentle stop to the side of the road. The officers apologized and gave Ms. Holmes a ride home. We paid for the tires, but she filed a lawsuit again for negligence and false arrest, and we negotiated a settlement for $10,000.
Thank you very much. Questions? Okay, you want to speak on this item? Come on.
Good morning again, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and again, we appreciate the Risk Management Office going into details about what happened here with Ms. Sophia Holmes having her car mistaken as stolen and stopped by spike strips. It says in the ordinance that the make, model, and license plate number closely resemble the car on the hot sheet, not that the make and model were identical. So I just want to make sure that the record's clear on that. It may be y'all convinced her that it was an honest mistake, but it's a pretty serious infliction of harm against someone who is not actually a criminal suspect. She asked for $49,000, and this $10,000 doesn't seem adequate, given the circumstances. It's really lucky she wasn't injured by being stopped by spike strips instead of being pulled over, since she wasn't trying to elude the police or anything. The DOJ report requires settlements to be considered as part of the examination of the outcomes of the DOJ agreement, but we haven't seen that yet, and we're, as you know, more than 2 years into that. So many settlements are being labeled as judgments so that they don't have to come before you, or else they're settled for less than $5,000, and so we're not hearing as many come before City Council. There should be some kind of publication that shows all the lawsuits that were paid out because of police misconduct in the era that we're in and under the DOJ agreement. We call again for you to rescind the PPA contract. I looked at the testimony that was submitted, and it was overwhelmingly against the contract. A few people involved in city-funded programs wrote in late after the mayor's office sent emails warning the testimony sent to wait for Mayor Wheeler, and that was, you know, not a clean way to get testimony in favor of the contract. 2 days left. Please rescind it.
Is there a motion on this item? It's not about, not a motion, sorry. It's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Right. Well, thank you for the explanation of this one, too. I stand behind my vote on the police contract. It was the right thing to do. And I also want to respond to your previous testimony, Mr. Handelman, that the council should allow 20 to 30 minutes of open citizen testimony every week. I'm so tired of listening to hate speech, to yelling, to the kinds of behaviors that I think led to the national disgrace yesterday. So, no, I'm not going to be proposing that, and I hope this mayor won't do that, and neither will the next mayor. Aye.
Mr. Handelman, Mayor, raised the question of whether this is an adequate settlement. And I just want to, for the public, explain one thing. One of the things that we are advised in the materials is whether or not the plaintiff in a lawsuit is represented by an attorney. In this case, the plaintiff is represented by an attorney, which means that she has a lawyer whose job it is to evaluate whether a settlement is appropriate and give her that advice. If a claim is worked out with a representative party, unless someone comes forward to council and questions that, I will presume it to be a reasonable settlement. Aye.
Foxman?
Aye.
Hales?
In a police bureau that has about 80,000 calls for service a year, there are going to be mistakes, and we need to own up to them and make them right, and that's exactly what this settlement's about. One of the things I'm amazed about in the progress of the Portland Police Bureau is what's happened so far this year in mental health calls. So we've had 1,500 calls for service relative to a suicide. The last numbers I saw were that 63 people had unfortunately completed a suicide, which is fortunately down from last year, and that there were zero uses of force in the successful de-escalation of the other 1,437. That's a pretty good error rate, and so obviously is the overall picture with respect to claims like this. We also had a Gator session yesterday that looked at our situation with respect to police staffing, and thanks to the new police contract, it looks like we will avoid having to further reassign officers from specialty patrols back to patrol in order to maintain the level of service that's necessary to respond to those 80,000 calls. So I'm very pleased about both of those. Aye.